it began to move forward again. Ryan risked another glance. His greatest worry was that the droid could be equipped with some sort of laser weapon. The moment it centered properly on him, there would be a narrow beam of lethal red light that would cut him in half. But the carapace of steel across its chest didn't seem to contain any kind of opening for a weapon. It was moving slowly, with an odd, clumsy grace, picking its way around the fallen chunks of stone from the walls and the ceiling. The distance between them was less than 20 paces and diminishing. The idea of simply running away was still attractive, and Ryan glanced behind him to the mouth of the long tunnel. He smiled to himself.
A dead enemy won't trouble you again.
Ryan stood, aimed carefully, and fired. Two of the rounds hit the middle of the chest of armor, one at the narrow conduit of the throat, and the fourth between the eyes. The 9mm full metal jacket rounds punched the android back in its tracks.
Gotcha, you tin can bastard.
The droid leaned forward at an odd angle, then resumed its careful walk, picking its way among the rocks, clawed feet lifted high.
Oh, shit.
The gap between them had now shrunk to barely 10 paces. The Sig Sauer carried 15 rounds in a full mag. Ryan fired 6 more, concentrating on the droid's head. At that range, it was utterly impossible for him to miss. All 6 struck home in an area no larger than a thumbnail, rocking the android. One of the crimson eyes blinked out. Its mouth opened and closed a dozen times at lightning speed, giving Ryan a glimpse of a triple row of serrated teeth, slightly rusted. Its right arm lifted, the pincers clicking together. The right leg lifted, slowly, then lowered again. Dented and holed, the droid's head revolved clear around through 360 degrees, the one eye gazing toward Ryan again. These 2 shots took out the last eye, but it still didn't knock the creature over. Ryan backed away, as silently as he could, toward the opening, the freezing air brushing against him. His boots scuffed at the loose sand. The whisper of sound the sand made was enough for the hypersensitive oral receivers in the android's skull. It began to stumble toward Ryan, both arms up, the knives whirring at the end of the elongated left arm. Ryan turned and ran toward the fresh evening air, taking care not to trip and fall. Behind him, he could hear the robot coming after him. In the entrance, Ryan paused and looked back, seeing that the great hole in the thing's misshapen head was leaking a thick, clear oil. As soon as he stopped moving, the droid also stopped. Its blinded skull turned from side to side. Ryan noticed that one of the arms now hung motionless, and it was rocking unsteadily. There was the hope that the bullets might have done sufficient damage to eventually render the machine totally harmless. It might only take a few seconds. Then again, for all Ryan knew, possibly hours. Close to the open air, Ryan was conscious once more of the extreme cold. Standing motionless, he could already feel numbness at his finger ends. It sounded as though a contact had been thrown. The head of the Sec Hunter tilted to one side, as if it were listening to a particularly intriguing story. The turgid oil was dripping over its splayed feet, pattering on the icy floor of the tunnel. Ryan considered emptying the rest of the mag into the chest cavity, where he assumed the master controls lay. But if 12 rounds hadn't chilled it, another few bullets might just be wasted. Ryan made his decision. He raced to the very edge of the abyss and stopped there.
Come on, you bastard! Here!
Then, he took 4 cautious steps to the side, near a pile of jumbled stones. The crippled droid lurched toward the gap, out into the open, hesitating, as if it sensed the sudden widening of the air around it. It was less than 6 feet from Ryan, close enough for him to be able to hear its dying. The blinded head turned very slowly, and Ryan readied himself to avoid any attack. He could smell hot lubricating oil, taste the thin coil of brownish smoke that trailed from its gashed throat. Grinding, its head turned away again. On the end of the dead arm, the knife blades were moving very gently. Ryan held his breath. He reached down and picked up a stone the size of his fist and lobbed it over the edge of the damaged roadway. He heard it clatter down the sheer cliff face. The droid turned its head slowly, painfully, taking a hesitant step forward, its steel claws extended out into cold space. Ryan braced himself.
Good night.